think a real reflection of what is happening right now, as we see much of the world of Western politics, particularly North American politics, just like taking a plummet into overt for real fascism and violence. I'll talk more about that after this music break. Here is some banger local music. And again, I'm sorry, but it has the word God in it, so I don't know if it is necessarily all that relevant to Easter, but it's a good song, and I feel like it kind of aligns with the themes of the playlist. This is Ruby Singh, Arthur Flowers, Carrie Wendell McClellan, and Holly Eccleston with Good God.
Woke up this morning, God on my mind. Look deep, deep down inside, wondering what I'd find. Am I alone? Or am I free? What is this thing, this God, this thing in me?
Good God.
Ain't no better way.
Good God.
Ain't we got something to say?
Good God.
Ain't no better way.
Good God.
A little more smitten with the grace I've been given. Now receiving the mission, go deep in the rhythm, become light flowing through a prism. Many faceted the journey of we. I'm a weaver at a loom, a tapestry legend as the moon. Attune the cosmos and also the womb. Let it marinate and then resume. Boom.
Who am I, Lord? What can I be?
Mrs. Bird Note. Something we at Bird Note pride ourselves on is our ability to offer an immersive and informative sound experience every day. Research shows that exposure to birdsong is good for our mental health and connects us to the natural world. Listen for yourself. First, take a moment and enjoy the enchanting call of the tufted puffin. Can't you just feel your anxiety melting away? Imagine life as a tufted puffin, adrift for most of the year in the cold, dark, unforgiving North Pacific Ocean. Now, take a deep breath and immerse yourself in the soothing sounds of this northern flicker. Don't you feel more relaxed? Perhaps as satisfied as a flicker must feel after stuffing her belly with thousands of ants. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy one of the most calming sounds in all of nature. Honking geese. It's no wonder Bird Note is so popular. Listeners like you simply can't get enough. And our shows are always expertly produced, with impeccable pacing, narration, and enunciation to ensue the best possible listening experience. So before we go, there's just one more thing to say. Happy April Fool's Day. For Bird Note, I'm Nick Byard.
Where they're forced to deal with other children, I bet there's no discrimination. Let's bring it back to the playpen. Diaphragmic breathing, there's other ways to get that every canvas paper to Sarah's. I can paint a picture, visually wife can show you parents. I see you like Karis, be patient, I wear it my heart. I practice being transparent right from the start, like prison unbarred. These prison sentences left me with visible scars. Not physically, but mentally missing a part. My neighborhood coincidentally felt like a yard. Intentional, probably not. As soon as you second guess it, them seconds cost you a lot. Not saying I miss it, those evil intentions. I've been meaning to go to sessions. Gracefully, I've been reaching for life lesson. My son's smile feels like everything getting better. As I'm holding our son, let me raise him high, think of surviving these slums. Experience, dinner dates, talk through periods. Hoping brothers will take you serious. Same time, hope they don't take you serious. Too much dissonance resonated and renovate my experience. Am I delirious? Thinking that one day we can get these beats back on serious. Thinking out loud, loudest person in the room, usually clowns, so I keep my head down. I wrote a kite that I sent to the world. That message was a confession. I burnt the moment I read it. I never fall under pressure. I can fix this. Give me a minute in the digit to work with, please.
Yeah.
take for us to feel one another? I ask, what does it take to heal each other? When will it stop? The need to kill each other? I guess we'll never know why we don't deal with each other. What drives us to shoot each other? Knowing our mothers are friends, grandfathers and grandmothers? When does it stop? The hatred for each other? Trust me, if I could, I would answer these calls to see us chill with each other. We can't even speak to each other. Grew up down the street from each other. But yet I watched on a screen you and me kill one another. And now it's just normal to shoot when we see each other. What happened to us believing each other? What happened to us seeing ourselves as brothers? What happened to us as men, as sons, as fathers? Speaking to our sons, our sisters, our daughters about the benefits of community, sharing in unity. What will it take for us to feed one another?
Aquaculture, featuring Misha Brueger Gossman Lee with Make That Change here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I love a song about healing, and I also love that record, 1783. If you don't know that album, listen to it. It's really, really good. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about Wake Up Dead Man. So, yeah, I think I'd mentioned, you know, the tone of this movie is a lot darker than in Glass Onion. And later on, that I think that would be the that would be one of the core reasons why I like this movie so much, is that like there is something about this film that seems to really reflect real life right now. One word that I would use to describe this movie is like it's very emotional, and not necessarily in like the oh it's a tragedy type way, but in the sense that the acting in this film is so good that it stirs a lot of deep-seated unpleasant emotions within the viewer. I think I mentioned earlier that I really liked Josh Brolin's performance as Monsignor Wicks, and he is really the standout performer in this movie, in my opinion, because of the hatred and anger that Wicks spews in his preaching. Feels so like it's just so intense, it's so like sharp, and it's just so violent. Like watching the film, for me honestly, I'm not just unsettled by the mystery of how he died or how he was killed, but I'm also scared because his preaching is so full of fear-mongering and shame. And obviously I'm not afraid of what he is saying, but I'm afraid of the fact that there are people, there are leaders in the world, religious or not, who speak that way, who have amassed a faithful following of people by being full of hate. The worst part about it, of course, is that so much of it feels so, it just feels so real. Like Wicks, through a series of events, you know, eventually he teams up with his illegitimate kid, Cyrus, a character named Cyrus, and Cy is a failed politician, and Cy is like, honestly, if we figure out a way to like just, you know, leave the church and get rid of this place, give it a few years and I can make you into president. Like, you have the natural charisma that I do not have, but our values align. And we can come together and become the most powerful people on earth. And Wicks is super excited to do that. Not only because he's an incredibly power-hungry person, but also because he hates his community. He has no true love for the people who hold on to his every word. Psy, who after his career in politics has gained a following on the internet by posting videos of Wicks's preachings online, knows the power that Wicks actually has amongst certain people. And I mean, we don't have to be skeptical of the popularity that a person likes Wicks could have, because go on any social media platform, go on any online news site, and we see it. There are folks who are hungry to have a man in power who is full of anger and hatred leading their people, only to find out afterwards that that leader has no true love for them. That leader is leaving them in the dust to pursue further power and further money. For me, genuinely, I think I can say that Monsignor Wicks in Wake Up Dead Man is one of the scariest villains that I've ever seen in any fictional media, because there are Monsignor Wickses right now who are trying to become politicians and who have goals to become the Prime Minister of Canada. The realism in Wake Up Dead Man, interestingly enough, I think is also grounded also in a sense of optimism and hope. You know, Wicks is murdered, hooray. And at the same time, this movie does so much to explore the power of healing for any individual who is a part of any type of community. In the movie, it is obviously presented as like the healing power of religion and God, but I think it can also be interpreted as the healing power to not lean into hate and to instead look towards what actually connects people with each other, and to look towards like love and optimism. On the surface of Wake Up Dead Man, it feels as though the person who triumphs is Father Judd, who is, you know, not the murderer of Wicks and many of the other people who end up getting killed in this movie. But when you think about it more deeply, it's not Judd who really triumphs, it is the principle and power to lean into compassion and hope, which really does. As I mentioned before, Judd and Wicks represent two totally different views of the world. Whereas Wicks views the world as being cruel and full of hatred, and people needing to be put into their place through shame and vengeance, Judd is really not that way. Judd feels as though people need to heal and come together in order to achieve their greatest purpose. Despite Judd being the guy who comes out at the end, he is human, right? He represents these principles, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he is never a person who hates. In fact, he has done horrible things because of hatred. And throughout the movie, he deals with a lot of internal conflict because he really truly hates Wicks. He does not feel that Wicks is doing his job of leading people properly. And he hates Wicks's worldviews, right? So he is simply human. He is not unburdened by anger in some way as well. He is. But the glimmer of hope in this movie, and I think what Rian Johnson is trying to his thesis of this film is that when we look at Judd, when we look at Father Judd, we know that this is a person who once was full of hatred and he had actually killed somebody because of it. But because he found a way to heal, he has become, one, a better person, but two, he has become a person who others can lean on through times of uncertainty and fear. And perhaps by healing, that is the most powerful thing that we can do as individuals. I think a lot of people watching this film are going to interpret much of it in a very cynical way, partly due to the timing of the film's release and how it's coinciding with a lot of the horrible stuff that's happening in the world right now. And it is also, at the same time though, I want to say that it's also okay to lean into the optimism that Wake Up Dead Man presents. Because what other choice do we have right now? We are like moving through a society that is completely full of hatred. And we see in the film just how miserable it makes everybody. And not just miserable, but how for particular certain people, typically those who are, you know, who belong to an oppressed and marginalized community. We see this with several members of Wix's close following. This dogmatism, the succumbing to hatred and shame, turns your life into a tragedy where there are no wins, not even small ones. Earlier, I mentioned before that one of the things that I didn't love about Wake Up Dead Man the first time I watched it was because I felt that the murder was done in a really convoluted way. And reflecting back on those thoughts now, having watched it a second time and feeling, better feelings about it. I can say, like, yes, I still think that the murder in this movie is very convoluted, and I don't know, it makes the mystery, like, it definitely, like, keeps me at the edge of my seat, but, you know, the mystery is, like, kind of, like, a little bit too whimsical for me, and I feel, like, okay with that now, because I'm not holding out for the horrible people in the world who oppress and make life unlivable for others. I'm not holding out for those people to actually be held accountable. And I'm not, you know, a person who believes necessarily that punitive justice is the way to go. I just know that those people are not going to be held accountable no matter what justice system is put in place. In a world that, even in its most reality, feels so impossible to live in, I think it's okay to feel some kind of embrace in the improbability of hope, to feel some kind, to kind of lean into the far-fetched potentials of love and compassion. The leaders of this world are so insistent on making this place unlivable and cold, freezing cold. It might be in our best interest to then give into hope, give into dreams, give into healing and love, because what else do we have other than that? Famously, I'm super religious, and I totally understand the religious themes that are happening in Wake Up Dead Man, so that's why it's my favorite Easter movie. But, you know, as a person who also is one an atheist and understands the healing powers of the healing powers, the way that religion can genuinely embrace people and hold people and heal them, I am okay with watching this movie. And whether or not you are a religious person, I think that this movie is just kind of cool. It's just a fun time. It is very funny. The mystery is a ride. I think you'll enjoy it. Check out Wake Up Dead Man by Rian Johnson. And thank you so much for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays this week on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed the program. Tune in to more great CJSF programming. Check out Speak Up Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays here on 90.1 FM 10 to 11. Talking about community organizing, things that are happening locally, like local issues, and arts as well. Check it out. One last song for you today. This is one of my favorite Dolly Parton songs. It genuinely moves me to tears every single time I listen to it. So as you listen to it, I will be weeping. Enjoy knowing that fact. This is Dolly with Early Morning Breeze here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been Leslie. I'll talk to you again very soon.
I open up my door to greet the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run to the meadow where the meadowlark is singing in the tree. In the meadow I go walking in the early morning breeze. I cup my hands to catch a multicolored butterfly perched upon the petals of a flower growing wild. Bring it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers in the early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun, the aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze. Misty-eyed, I look about the meadow where I stray, for it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning breeze. Early morning breeze.